Good morning. We are actually going to revisit an issue that we touched on in the past when it comes to the Shutfis Yisachar Zvulun, and that is as follows. When we're talking about the relationship between Yisachar Zvulun, the worker and the learner, do they need to have an explicit conversation that they are entering into the partnership of Yisachar Zvulun, indeed that one will be working, one will be learning, and the one who is learning indeed is learning on behalf of the person who is working, or from the fact that they have the financial relationship of one supporting the other, is that enough? Is that sufficient to form it, to assume that they have the formation of a Shutfis Yisachar Zvulun, even though they don't have an explicit understanding, an explicit conversation, an explicit agreement between the two? So this is something that we discussed, we touched on in the past after I gave this Dvar Halacha in Shul after davening. A couple of people had continued the machlokas on this issue, one stating that what does it matter if you have the formal discussion or the formal written document between the two, as long as one is supporting the other, that's all that matters. That's a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, and it's as if the person who is working is actually doing the learning. And the other says, no, you need to formalize the agreement between the two. And we're going to just build on our question today, and then we're going to see Rav Moshe Feinstein's answer to this question, although they're all alternative views, but we'll see how the Igros Moshe paskins our shaila. So to build on the question, indeed, there is a Gemara as follows in Ksuvas Kuf Yudad Aleph Amud Beis. There's a Pasuk in Dvarim that says as follows, Vatem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kuchem ayam. You are those that are being dovek b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medabek b'Shechina. You are coming close, sticking with the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are alive today. And the Gemara asks as follows, how can you be dovek b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you be medabek to the Shechina, come so close and be together with the Shechina? It is an allegory, it's a mashal, but in any case, there's an alternative pasuk that says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Ish Ochla, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire that consumes. You can't come close to the Shekhinah, you'll get burned up and consumed. So rather, the Gemara explains that when that pasuk says, Vatem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokechem, that you are the ones who are being medabek, but the Shekhinah, you are sticking close to the Shekhinah, that's talking about one of three people. Number one is one who marries his daughter off to a Talmid Chacham, because you're coming close to a Talmid Chacham. That is like being medamik b'shechina. That's like coming close to the Shechina, because you're marrying your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Number two, v'haosa pragmatia le'talmidei chachamim, somebody who does business with talmidei chachamim. You help them in their businesses, you benefit them in business, you give them hints in the business, you let them do good deals with you. So you are indeed enabling them to earn a parnasa so that they can focus on their learning. That's medabek b'shechina. Then number three, similar, v'hamehane talmidei chachamim in a chasab, one who benefits talmidei chachamim with his assets. So for example, he supports them to enable them to learn. So all of these three examples are someone who is medabek b'shechina, that the pasuk v'atem advekim b'shem elokechem chayim kochem ayom was talking about. So we see here that somebody who benefits a Talmud Chacham indeed is close to the Shechina, tremendous thing, tremendous scar. And there's also a Mishnah in Makos that says that Hanitba Laose Mitzvah, somebody who helps those doing a mitzvah, Nosnim Lo Schar Kose Mitzvah, he gets schar as if he's doing the mitzvah, which sounds like if you assist somebody who is indeed learning, it's as if you're doing the learning. So why, accordingly, with the Ramah, we've seen the Ramah in the past say that you can make a tanai when we have a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, one can make a tanai with the other, condition an agreement that one is going to support the other, and if you have that agreement, then it's as if the person is working, is doing the learning. So which is it? So the Tshuva's Igros Moshe says, when it comes to the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, the concept is not tzedakah. Maybe those Gemaras that we just focused on is talking about somebody who is indeed supporting somebody with his tzedakah, somebody who is in need, a Talmud Chacham, and you're giving him business opportunities, and etc., etc. That's not the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, says Rav Moshe. The Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun is a partnership between two people, and it doesn't even have to be a needy person who is learning. Zvulun can be a wealthy man. It's not tzedakah. It's like a business deal. It's a partnership. It's agreement between the two. It's not the mitzvah tzedakah. Then Rav Moshe brings a number of points why they would be different. If it's tzedakah versus the shutlus, a partnership, as follows. If we have a yisachar, he doesn't have to be a poor person. He just has to be a person who is a Talmud Chacham, is dedicating his life to learning. And accordingly, if he doesn't need the money, he can still have a shutlus yitzarach hazvulun, but he's not allowed to take tzedakah. So obviously, we're talking about a different entity than tzedakah. If it's tzedakah, it can only go to a poor person. If it's a shutlus yitzarach hazvulun, it doesn't have to be a poor learning. And in addition, number two, zvulun haya asur liten mitzdaka. In addition, zvulun would not be permitted to give tzedakah. If it's tzedakah, and a poor person, you can give it. But if we're talking about a zvulun, and a zvulun doesn't have to be poor, you cannot use your tzedakah money. You can't use your ma'aser money, your 10% or your chumash, your 20% from it, because this is a business deal. And number three, he says, v'gam lo yuchal liten af le'ani yoser mechumash. There's a halacha when it comes to a tzedakah that you're only allowed to give, at least Ashkenazim, only up to 20% of your income to tzedakah. If we were talking about tzedakah, and not a shutvus, a partnership, you would be capped at 20%. But because we're not talking tzedakah, the shutvus yisachar zvulun is like a business deal. You're allowed to use more than a chomesh, more than 20%, to support your zvulun. And in fact, to support your yisachar. And we will, in fact, talk in the future about Rav Moshe even requiring 50% of your income to go to the person who is learning. We'll get to that. And a number four point that Rav Moshe brings, the difference between tzedakah and shutvus yitzachar zvulun, when it comes to tzedakah, you're not allowed to give all of your tzedakah to one ani, to one poor person. You have to spread it around. You can't just give everything to one person. But if we have a shutvus yitzachar zvulun, this is your deal. Just like you can put most of your money, all your money into a business, you can focus it all, or 50% actually, on one person who is learning. So we have fundamental differences between tzedakah and a shutlus yitzachar zvulun. And accordingly, when we are talking about partnering with somebody, we are talking about, if it's a formal partnership, shutlus yitzachar zvulun, it's not tzedakah. You can't use tzedakah money. You're not capped at a chomesh, etc. And this is Rav Moshe's answer, that in fact, you do need an explicit tanai, an explicit condition, partnership agreement between the two. It's not simply the concept that one is supporting the other and there is no formal agreement that they are partnering and that the yisachar is learning on behalf of the zvulun, and the zvulun is getting the schar from that partnership. Have a wonderful day.